You are listening to the Point Harbor Church podcast. Experience a place where you can grow in your faith, connect with others, and discover the story God has for your life. For more resources, visit us online at pointharbor.com.
Hey, man, you can be seated.
Hey, man, how y'all doing? All right, that was pretty pathetic. Come on. How you doing? Better, 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 better. We're doing things a little different today. And we're not going to be long because it's hot, right? But first, I want to introduce some special folks, Victor and Sylvia. Tercios, where are you guys at? Come on down, Victor and Sylvia. There they are. And family. Come all the way up here so they can see you. Victor is our new assistant pastor of missions. Just got here from L.A. And their kids first time. Right, and Junior over here, and Eunice. All right, that's their nicknames anyway. So let's pray, all right, because he's going to be the assistant pastor of missions and also the future El Sembrador Hispanic church that we plant here. He's going to pastor that, amen? He's got a lot on his plate. So do the Nicaragua thing and aim your fingers at him. Lord, we pray for Victor and Sylvia and Junior and Eunice that you'll just bless them. Protect them, Lord. It's a weird thing to move all the way across country into a new place, new people, scary people. But I pray, God, that you'll use them greatly. Fill them with your Holy Spirit. Protect them from Satan's attacks and help us to be the church and the family they need us to be. In Jesus' name, everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Make sure you greet them afterwards. Thank you, guys. You see. All right. In the theme of doing things a little differently, we are going to do something I don't think we've ever done here before. Let's observe our first open-air communion service. So if you do not, all right, there's some hands. So hurry, Issa, you got the 1, 2, 3, one in the back there. Keith, if you can grab another bucket over there. All right, some of you folks snuck in.
Yep.
All right, keep your hand up until you get it. Oh, man, we got a whole revival of folks. All right. I should have said, who's going to give $1,000 to missions? All right, everybody with their hand raised. All right, keep your hand up until you get this. All right, hurry, gang, hurry. We got more over here. A whole bunch right in the corner here. Oh, look, there's Jimmy Filia. Hello, Jimmy Filia. That's Johnny's father-in-law right there. Came from Florida, and he's serving too. All right, keep the hands up.
On the left.
Right here, too. Ray, run to us, Ray. Don't just wave your hand. Go, man. All right, keep your hand up. We still have two right here. All right, George and Marianne didn't get people, just went right by you, didn't they? I know, man. They're like, yeah. Jose, right here. All right, we have any left? We have to send John Gallagher out to take the shoes off and stomp some brakes. All right, there you go. 1, 2, got him. All right, everybody covered? Everybody covered? All right. Can you hear me in the back? Can you hear me in the back? You people in the back, they ain't paying attention. Can you hear me, Tom? Okay, all right. Now, I've been washed in the what? The blood. That's what we're celebrating. My hope's not religion. It's not in the church. It's not in baptism. We're doing that today, but that doesn't get you to heaven. My hope is in who?
Jesus.
So you hold this in your hand. All right, now tear the top part off, just the top one. You have this little wafer thing. That is unleavened bread. Take that out. Wave it at me. Yeah, you got it? You got it? Everybody got it? Just the top one. This is unleavened bread. It's symbolic. It represents the broken and beaten body of Jesus. And he did that for me, for my sins, so that I could be saved and you could be saved. Amen? In 1 Corinthians, he says, I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself. On the night he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. And then he broke it in pieces. All right, break it in half. And he said, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me. Okay, let's partake of the bread. Now, Pastor Johnny is going to thank God for his broken body.
Dear Jesus, thank you for what you've done for us. You became
a human. You are from everlasting. You were not created, but you became like us that you might save us. And your body was broken, so we honor you now. We remember your sacrifice, and we thank you. And we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Now you hold in your hand still the cup. And that's symbolic, cup of juice. And again, in the same passage, it says, in the same way, he, Jesus, took the cup of wine after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this to remember me as often as you drink it. Then he says this, for every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you're announcing the illustration. Do this to remember me. Now tear that second one back very carefully. All right, carefully raise it. And we partake. Pastor Jenny.
Lord, we do not take this in a sense where we are just doing it out of tradition or religion. You are our creator and you are our friend. The Bible says you are our older brother and your blood was spilled for us. Thank you, Lord. We honor you now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Now the band's going to play. You can remain seated. Just that chorus, all my hope is in Jesus. So sing it out. If your hope's in Jesus, testify. Saved us, you certainly didn't need to. We were not worthy of it at all. But thank you, thank you, thank you. And in your love, you did. Right now where you're at, just say, thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. Now, how are we going to do this? Pass the buckets for the empties? Is that what we're going to do? Is that right, Issa? All right, so the buckets are going to come around. This is not for the offering. This is for your empties, okay? So they're not strewn all around. Like after a concert, all right? So, toss those in there. Oh, the offering, somebody says, but what about the offering? Right there is this thing that says tithes and offerings. It's a black kind of boxed thing. That's, if you do it old style, old school, that's for the offerings right there, okay? So don't toss any cash in the trash. Well, happy Father's Day. Woo-hoo. All right, that was... You're already overheated, aren't you? Happy Father's Day! How many dads are here? Dads, raise your hands. All right, how about granddads? Granddads, raise your hands. All right. Great-granddads, great-granddads. Anybody? Anybody? Great-granddad right there, Jake. Great-great-granddad.
Justin.
All right. No, nobody that I could see. All right, well, welcome, welcome, welcome. A short message today because we're outside. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, I got a good one there now. Yeah, but one that can change your life. It is Father's Day, and dads, you have an amazing potential in the lives of your kids for one of two things, either good or bad. Say it back to me, good or bad?
Good or bad.
Good or bad. Kind of like little Jimmy. I heard about Jimmy. Jimmy got home from school late. Dad goes, why are you late, boy? He said, well, I got detention, Dad. I got detention. Why in the world did you get detention? What'd you do now? Jimmy doesn't want to tell him. Tell me, boy, or you're going to get in even more trouble. Well, Dad, I let a cuss word slip in Mrs. Brown's English class. It just slipped out, Dad, because Freddie hit me in the side of the face with a spit wad. And then Mrs. Brown grabs me by the ear, and she drags me down to the principal's office. And what did the principal say? Well, the principal said, Jimmy, I'm surprised. Where'd you learn language like that? And Dad says, well, what'd you tell him? And he said, don't worry, Dad, I kept you out of it. I blame your parents. Things you can do, guys, is to be a promise keeper, to keep your promises to your wife, to your kids, to anybody. I years ago, Johnny was little, and he was doing something. We were really pretty strict disciplinarians back then. As a grandparent, I'm not. But, you know, and raising that, you know, your firstborn, you're going to raise them perfect. And he did something while we were out, and I forget what it was. And I didn't want to spank him in front of people. So I said, boy, when we get home, I'm going to spank you.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me, remind me, because I'll forget. And then we got home. And all the way, I'm looking in the mirror, and Johnny's sweating in the back seat, just sweating, just praying to Jesus. And we get home, get in, and I just ignored it. And finally, he comes up to me haltingly, and he goes, Dad? I'm like, yeah, buddy. Dad? What? I was supposed to remind you of something. What? Spanking. I'm like, oh, yeah, spanking. And so I said, come here. And he's like, And I bent him over my knee, and I just tapped him like 3 times. It's technically a spanking, right? And so he learned something, you know, that I want to keep my kids' view of your heavenly by their view of you, Dad. And we guys, in a very real and spiritual and symbolic way, represent our Heavenly Father in our homes. Jesus said, I'm the way, the what? Say louder. The truth. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And so when I make a promise to my kids or my wife, and I don't follow through for whatever reason, I become technically a what? A liar. So now we're going to be in Genesis 21, if you have your Bible out here. Only 7 verses, say hallelujah. Short message, only 2 points, say hallelujah. All right, and we're in verse number 1 of chapter 21. And it says this, the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, you got to underline that. And the Lord did to Sarah as he promised, you got to underline that. God's a promise keeper. And Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at 100 years old, at the time which God had spoken to him. Point number 1, I can take God's promise to the bank and he'll cash them. I can take all of God's promises to me. Now you have to be careful. Sometimes we think it's a promise to us and it's not. But if it's a promise to me, I can take it to the bank and cash that thing. Amen? Now, years ago when we were a lot younger, Pastor Dan, I don't know where he's at. He's out somewhere out here. And for some reason I was buying something from him or something. And I said, how much? And he said, $1 million. So I stroked a check for $1 million. Well, Pastor Dan, being Pastor Dan, still has that check. But he can't cash it. 2 reasons. Number 1, what? Nah, I ain't got $1 million. Number 2, I switched banks. So, he can't cash that check. That check was no good. But with God's checks, I can take him. God's promises, I can take him to the bank. And that's what Abraham and Sarah finally learned. I can take God's promises to the bank, and he is good for them. Point number two. Trusting God's promises will bring me a whole lot of joy. A whole lot of joy. In verse number 6, if you have your Bibles, Sarah said, God has made laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh over me. You have a circle laughter and circle laugh. And she said, who would have said that Abraham and that Sarah would nurse children? Remember, she was 90. Yet I have borne him a son in his old age. We saw a few weeks ago, when God gave Abraham the promise, he laughed, but he was basically laughing with God. I mean, just incredulous, but wow. But when Sarah heard it, she laughed at God, thinking, I don't think God can do this. I don't think he can do it. So she had a lack of faith at that time, and now God is doing something here. And God says, name your child Isaac. If you have your Bible open, circle that. Isaac. Sorry. Isaac. The name Isaac means laughter. It means laughter. So God is getting the last laugh. And a lot of you who think God's cranky, yeah. God has a great sense of humor. I mean, look at your spouse, right? Or no? I was going to say husband. I should have said husband. Mess that one up. Take that back. Edit that out. All right. So God is getting the last laugh. And at the birth of little Isaac, there's more laughter. Laughter everywhere. Abraham and Sarah laugh. And little baby Isaac laughs. And the camp, those 1,000 people around him, they're all just like, oh man, can you believe this? And heaven smiles. And now finally Sarah gets the joke. But it's a joyful laugh. And every time she picks up that baby or calls him as he grows older, she has to be reminded because his name is Laughter.
I laughed at God, but look at what God did. He gave me a baby, and he made me call him, name him Laughter. So Abraham and Sarah's problem, no kid. Remember, God promised a kid, but for 10 years, no kid. God's promise, kid. I'm going to give you a kid. I'm going to give you a legacy. But it seems impossible, God. That's my specialty, overcoming the impossible. And now Sarah knows nothing is too wonderful or too hard for the Lord. Amen? Some of you really need to get what Sarah finally got, that nothing is outside the amazing power of God. Jesus had to remind his disciples, said, humanly speaking, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. All things. So what's your problem this morning? Let's bring it to you. What's your problem? What's your situation that you are facing that seems impossible? Some of you, you don't have a job. And you're like, man, I can't find a job. But with God, everything's possible. Some of you have health issues or love issues. You can't find someone. No future, maybe. No joy. Whatever it is. God says, hey, I have a promise for you. So here's your homework, all right? Here's your homework. Say homework. Homework. Say it louder. Homework. All right, here's some homework. Those of you that have needs, they're going unmet. Why don't you get in God's Word and see if He has a promise that addresses your situation. I guarantee He will. I guarantee He will. I was going to list a bunch of them. There's a ton of them. I was going to list a whole bunch. But since we're outside and it's 85 and then we got to do baptisms and your kids want to get in the dunk tank or get you in the dunk tank, we won't list them all. Somebody say amen. But I give you one, kind of an all-inclusive one, Philippians 4:13. Say Philippians 4:13.
Philippians 4:13.
Here's what it says. Many of you have this memorized. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. How much can you do?
All things.
Not just some things, but all things. Everything He calls you to do, you can do, but not through your power, but through the power of Christ. So what is all things? Get real deep. What does all things mean in the Greek? It means all things. All things. If you're having trouble forgiving somebody, God says, no, you can forgive. I'll give you, you can do all things. You can forgive. You're having a problem finding the right spouse. God says, hey, if I want somebody for you, I'll set it up. You just need to be out there seeking. Have an addiction? Oh, I can't overcome the addiction. Not with your power, but with God's power, you can. All things means all things. Pastor John's pro tip two, and the band can come out. Bring the band out. Pro tip two. My hearing aids just quit working. So I don't know if you can hear me or not, because I can't very much. Pro tip two. Say pro tip two. All right, I heard that. All right. You say, John, how do I find God's promises? Because I don't know the Bible very well. There's this cheater on this thing called the internet. It's called Google. And you just Google God's promises on whatever. Overcoming addiction. Google that. And Google's pretty pagan. But even Google knows these things. So Google it. All right? If you don't have Bible software, don't worry. You just Google. You know, finding. What does God say about finding a spouse? Google is your friend. All right? So say Google.
Google.
Google. All right. This is on your sheet. Since God is a promise keeper, I should be a promise claimer. But I can't claim a promise I'm not aware of. That's the problem with a lot of you here today, is there's promises that God has given you that you could be grabbing a hold of, but you're not even aware of them. And so you need to get in the Word of God and just isolate your need and say, all right, Lord, do you have some scriptures on that? Do you have any promises on that? And find those and claim them and pray over them. Tomorrow, Monday, June 19th, is a special day for two reasons. First of all, it's my daughter Melissa's birthday. Where's Melissa at? She out there somewhere? There she is. Melissa, it's her birthday tomorrow. It's also Juneteenth. Juneteenth. And I was reading Dr. Tony Evans on this. I have this in your handout. I really like this. In January 1863, the Emancipation Proclamation was declared. This legal document said that all slaves were now free. But in Texas, somebody kept it a secret. They didn't tell us we were free. So for a couple of years after the Emancipation Proclamation, we were still in bondage. We were acting like slaves because no one told us we were free. In fact, we were so glad that somebody finally told us, we made that date a holiday and African Americans celebrate Juneteenth every year. Thank God somebody told us. If no one had ever shared good news, then we would have stayed in slavery much longer. And then here's his point. Look what he's doing. Jesus Christ on Calvary 2,000 years ago signed your emancipation proclamation. He declared that you are free. But Satan is trying to keep it a secret from you. He's trying to keep you from coming into the realization that you don't have to stay tied down. You don't have to say yes, sir, to his control of your life any longer. You can put down that plow and move north. You can take the freedom that's been offered to you and act on it. You can collect your 40 acres and a mule and start plowing your own land now. You can start living through the freedom that you have because you have now been made free in Christ. That's who you are, but you must live like it. You must claim it. Amen? Some of you need to claim it today. Whatever it is, it might be salvation, but it might just be freedom from your unforgiving ways or whatever. So we're going to pray shortly, and you just do what God tells you to do. Amen? Guys, go ahead and give me some music here as I pray. Lord, I thank you so much for what you've done. You've declared us free. And you said if we're free, then we're free indeed. And so, God, I pray that you would do your work here today. Now, with your head still bowed and your eyes still closed, somebody here has never claimed the freedom in Christ. You never come to Jesus. Satan's kept you, for whatever reason, from knowing that in order to get to heaven, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to get baptized. You don't have to get money. You just have to come to Jesus on what he's already done and be repentant of your sins. Just say, I'm a sinner, Lord, and I believe that you are God, and that you came down and lived a perfect life, born of a virgin. And then you went to that cross for my sins, not for yours. And you went to that grave for 3 days for my sins, not for yours. But you rose victorious over the grave. And you purchased my salvation. And Lord, today, maybe Satan's been keeping me from understanding it or grasping it. But today, Lord, I claim it. I claim it. My freedom in Jesus through his shed blood. And so right now, wherever you're at, if that's you and you've never for sure prayed that, why don't you just pray? I'm going to give you words. They're not magic words. But if you mean them, Jesus said, I'll save you. Something like this, from the quietness of your heart to the quietness of his. Just say this. Say this to him. Dear Lord Jesus, tell him that. I know I'm a sinner. Tell him that. I know you died on the cross for my sins. I know you are God. Tell him that. And I know that you purchased my salvation. Tell him that. Lord, right now I accept you as my Lord and Savior. My personal God, the forgiver of me, my Lord, my Master, I accept you, Jesus, and what you did on the cross. Tell him that. Come into my heart right now. Save my soul right now. I'm claiming you. Thank you for the freedom you bought me. Have your heads bowed and your eyes closed just for a second. If you prayed that prayer, the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm not going to point you out, but I just want to rejoice with you. If you prayed that prayer, you meant it, raise your hand across the crowd, across the crowd. Yes, who else? Who else? Who else? Yes, 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 who else? Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you so much for these new brothers and sisters in Christ. And Lord, thank you that you set us free in Jesus' name. All God's people said, amen, amen. Amen. All right. Woo, it's getting hot up here. I don't know how it is out there. Yeah. So, now, don't leave yet. We got some stuff to do, but I have to say these things. All right? Thank you for being here today on Father's Day. Fill out the connection card. How do I do that, John? Inside your notes is this little QR thing. See the QR thing? Use your device. Click on that. All right? If you have any questions or anything, want to sign up for anything, prayer request, that'll work. Don't forget, next week, two services, 9 o'clock and 10:45. That's the new time, 10:45. Now, we're going to have the gift card giveaway, all right? Who win? Who said that? Mikey, is that you? I can't tell where it's coming from. All right. The winner, where's Ashley? Ashley. Here's Ashley. Give Ashley a hand. She makes the world go round in our office. All right. Ha! Really?
Yeah, really.
See? Huh?
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. That's Jose. Give Jose a hand. If you prayed that prayer, we have a gift for you. This is the I Have Decided to Follow Jesus box. And they are back there at the tent. See Isabel, Isa. Where's Isabel at? She's right there. She'll be back there. If you prayed that prayer, we want to give you some cool stuff inside here. Also, some stuff to eat, too. So, that's exciting. All right. Thank you, Jose. Now, all right, the winners of the gift cards. Father's Day. All right, I have a Home Depot and a Lowe's. Since it's Father's Day. First, Nate Tim. Nate Tim, where are you at, Nate Tim? There he is. All right, and second, I think this is set up, Jimmy Philia.
Yeah!
Which one do you want? Home Depot. Look at you, man. All right, wow. I like it when they're excited. Okay, if you have any questions or anything, you can see a pastor, we'll have the yellow lanyards. All right, offering box, I mentioned that right there. And now, before we let you go to the water sports, baptisms. We got a whole bunch. I don't know how many, Johnny?
72.
72? How many?
Nine.
Okay. All right.
All right, family, can y'all hear me okay?
Yeah.
If I get electrocuted with this thing, y'all just, you know, get on tape. All right, who's first? Malloy, come on down.
I can raise it if you need.
No, it's suspiciously warm. Oh, you all right? Yeah. Fantastic. All right, Malloy. You stand right here. Actually, we're going to put you in a seat. Sit you down here. But you stand there. We'll get ready. Okay. Turn this way. We got to obey. All right. Malloy, have you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
All right, it is upon your public profession of faith, I now baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's get you seated here. There we go. All right. Buried in likeness of his death. Raised in likeness of his resurrection. Amen. I'm going to have to turn this way. I'm sorry. All right. All right, Cal City Thomas, come on down.
Here
we go.
I moved. I don't know if that helps you get you another shot.
All right, my brother. Thank you, sir. We're going to have you this. You're going to face that way. Right there. All right, Kelsey. Have you trusted in Jesus Christ as your only hope of heaven?
Yes.
Amen. It is upon your public profession of faith that I now baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried in likeness of his death, raised in likeness of his resurrection.
That's Kelsey. She was one of my nurses when I almost died. Right there, home healthcare nurse.
Raise his life. And next up, Kelsey's husband, Josh. Just hop on in, brother. It's all too hard. All right. Josh, are you trusting in Jesus alone as your only hope of heaven and your forgiveness of sins?
Yes.
Amen. There's a kind of public profession, my brother. I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's sit down a little bit here. Buried in likeness of his death. Raised in likeness of his death. Yeah. Good job, buddy. Amen. All right, let's see. Let's do, you want to do the mother-son together, and we'll jump to Jesse La and William first. So Jesse La. And William, y'all show them some love. Husband and wife. And watch this little stool here, it's floating. You got it? I got you. All right. Jesse Lowe, are you trusting in Jesus Christ alone as your hope of heaven, your salvation? And it is upon your public profession of faith that I now baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried in likeness of his death, raised in likeness of his resurrection.
Thank you. You might want to try to get a shot from inside the tank. I would volunteer.
Mrs. William? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, Willie, I'm going to have you sit down, brother. Paul. All right. He's going to take me down under with him. Willie, have you trusted in Jesus Christ as your Savior?
I am.
It is upon your public profession of faith that I baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried in likeness of his death, raised in likeness of his resurrection. I got you. Next up is Carrie.
You got a lot of people here. You have a lot.
Still here? I don't think I'm here. Yeah. All right. Carrie, are you trusting in Jesus Christ alone for salvation and forgiveness of sins and your only hope of heaven? Yes. Upon your public profession of faith, I baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Buried in likeness of his death. Raised in likeness of his resurrection. Amen. Thank you. Okay, now let's bring out mother and son, then we'll do the transition. This is Shervon. You got it. I got it. All right. Yeah. All right. It's going to flood me. Hit us in the head. Shervon, are you trusting in Jesus Christ alone as your only hope of heaven? In the name of the Holy Spirit. Buried in likeness of his death. Alright, Pastor Tim, come on down. You want to run or you want to? I got you. Alright. I got you.
Tim's first time being back since becoming a new father.
out of jail for this one. All right, Dave, why don't you come on out here? Can we give Dave a little round of applause? Jesus to you, your Lord and Savior. That's awesome. Based on your public profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. If you ever notice for me, buried in the likeness of his death, raised again to newness of life. Come on out, Dustin. Based on your public profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, buried in the likeness of his death, yes. Raised again. Yes. That's awesome. And if you would like to be baptized, we baptize people as much as you need or want. So if you need it, so just come and let us know that you'd like to be baptized. We'll get you signed up for the next one. You want me to close, Pastor? You?
I got a couple things to say.
You, cool.
All right, thank you, Tim.
I wasn't here for staff meeting.
All right, don't forget we have free water somewhere along here in the coolers. Offering box right there. If you prayed that prayer to trust Jesus, get a gift box over there. I have a decided box. And we have a water slide behind me. Dunk tank. Kids, get your dads in the dunk tank. I don't care if he didn't bring extra clothes. Shame him. Shame him. All right. Enjoy. Happy Father's Day. Thanks for being here. Wait. Oh. Mikey wants to know if you have a ministry heart, if you would like to help break the band equipment down. So the band doesn't have to do everything. They were here at like 7 this morning. If you would, come forward. All right. Over the next few minutes. Thank you. God bless.
I pulled them off the stage.